The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported today that obesity rates among 2 to 5 year olds dropped by 43% between 2003 and 2012. Public health officials are applauding the results, but the CDC also found that obesity among older children has not budged. Dr. Robert Whitaker is a pediatrician and epidemiologist at Temple University. He wasn't involved in the study, but looks a lot at childhood obesity. He's with us from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And Dr. Whitaker, can you first explain the reason, as far as you can tell, for the drop among 2 to 5 year olds?
Well, I think that's the question everybody's asking. Comes as a bit of a surprise to some that the improvements we see here are in the youngest children. The best sense I can make of it is that obesity has always been viewed as easier to prevent than treat. And conceptually speaking, if you think of all newborns as essentially not being obese, then what we really may be seeing here is progress in preventing the development of obesity in the very youngest children.
Well, let's talk about some of the potential reasons for that. And one of them that has been pointed to is that maybe more mothers are breastfeeding.
Well, when we look at the evidence about breastfeeding and obesity, it's not terribly strong. There's probably some weak benefit on obesity of breastfeeding, but I think it would be incorrect to attribute these trends to any changes in breastfeeding.
Well, what about people drinking fewer sugary sodas, that maybe young people are having healthier diets these days?
I think it's definitely possible that various components of the diet could be playing a role here. The key thing to remember here is that the major influences on food intake in young children are really the parents. So whatever is happening here is probably largely due to changes in how parents are feeding children.
And what about all these outreach programs? We just heard yesterday about Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. There are also campaigns at the state and local level in many places. Are those having an effect, do you think?
I think if they are having an effect, it is less directly on the children at this age than on their caregivers, their parents in particular.
Hmm.
I think this may well represent a change in social norms about how parents think about the problem of obesity and how they think about feeding their children. For example, I think the notion that bigger is better is something that's fading away from the minds of parents with regard to growth of their infants. Being at the 90th percentile on the growth curve, for example, is not like some test score. And parents are beginning to realize that this is one situation in which being average actually may be better.
Now, these numbers find that about 1 in 12 kids between the ages of 2 and 5 were obese in 2012, but the rates are much higher among blacks and Hispanics, 1 in 9 for blacks, 1 in 6 for Hispanics. What does that tell you?
Well, this has been observed for some period of time that beginning very early in life, there are already disparities across racial ethnic groups in the risk of obesity. And there's always the question of genetic differences beginning at birth, but more likely, these differences between racial ethnic groups are due instead to the different environments in which those children are reared.
Now, the reason that this study is attracting so much attention is not because we all care so much about how obese or not obese a 2 to 5 year old is, but whether it may have an effect on them later in life. So what does it mean for those people when they grow up to be older children or adults if they are obese or not obese at a very young age?
Well, I think one of the most encouraging things about these data are that there will be fewer children entering school age as obese. What we know about obesity tracking in children, and by tracking I mean its tendency to persist once it's developed, is that that tendency is much greater the older the child is. That is to say, the chance that you'll be an obese adult if you're an obese 13-year-old is much greater than if you're an obese 3-year-old. So the good news here is that many children are entering school age less obese than before, and the chance that it will continue to persist is also less.
And we should say that in this study, people who were older were not necessarily less obese. The numbers were pretty flat, right?
Well, flat is actually good news in this case because they have been steadily increasing over the past decades, and I think here we have some evidence for the first time that the trends are actually leveling off. That is to say, specifically, that the problem of obesity in the population of U.S. children is not getting worse, and in the very youngest children may actually be getting better.
Dr. Robert Whitaker, pediatrician and epidemiologist at Temple University, thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me.